Hi, and welcome to Photo Talk, a place for answers to your photography questions. I'm your host, Anthony Feliciano. Email your questions to phototalkpodcast@gmail.com.
And now, get ready for another episode of Photo Talk.
Men see things maybe a little more concise, more black and white. Mm-hmm. Women see things for the tenderness and the nature of it,
mm-hmm.
the
emotional.
Warmth of emotional. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, some men do too. Yeah. And then, you know, in my classes, I have to actually tell people how to see things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And no matter how many times you tell them, they just don't. And who's not doing that? The men.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The men.
I think a man will look at a photo and say, oh, my lighting's spot on. And where we might look at something and choose another pose because her hair is just right or her eyes are just perfect, you know?
Yeah.
It's just the way we...
But isn't that really just two different technical aspects?
I don't
would,
know. I think
would either of them
see.
Say,
that's a little
we want... We
this
want,
really captures
this?
The story of this woman?
I think we see it differently.
Mm-hmm. You do, obviously. Yeah. Especially if it has to do with fashion or clothing or hair or makeup, something that... If it's just a landscape thing, you know, not too much. But when you have, when you're mostly, you can interact and relate to the subject a little bit because you're a woman. You're going to have an opinion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you would have an opinion too, though. I mean, it's not.
But I'm different. I see things different. I don't see things like
you wouldn't see the makeup and the hair.
I would.
But you would see something
else. I would. Because I'm used to it.
Because
now.
You're a portrait
photographer. Yeah, I'm used to it.
Yeah.
See, like I see Alma's hair. She's got a little wispy thing on that side.
You'll notice that.
Right.
Because he's had to fix it so many times in Photoshop. Like, I'm not going to do that.
And I noticed
that's
that
she
wears dark
that's
clothes
uh-huh.
a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Like, yeah. And you...
Purple.
Yeah, purple, a little dark. And, you know, you wear light color clothes.
I do?
You do. Most of the time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, don't you?
I wear
if
a lot
I looked at your closet
actually
right now.
I wear a lot of black.
Yeah, I wear a lot of purple.
No.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen you black.
Okay, so obviously we
most of the pants I wear are black unless they're blue jeans.
We don't really know her after all. She's a different person.
Right? That was a
gift. Yeah. No,
but
no.
Anyway,
yeah.
You're not very observant.
Yeah,
and Anthony, smart. You're always in very gaudy, bright colors.
Yeah. So florals.
Professional photographer black.
No, I'm always in dark colors, but that's for a reason. And I occasionally wear red once a year.
I don't know. I think I've ever been
red.
For
never.
Christmas.
Maybe holidays.
Well, you didn't show up. And for December, the Christmas,
the Christmas
I wore red.
Oh, yeah.
I wore red like the whole week.
Well, you did? But we didn't see you the whole week.
I was tired. I got two red sweaters. I alternate. That was it.
Oh,
everything
gosh.
Else is dark gray or white.
Mm-hmm.
I have white.
Red blouse.
Yeah.
I think even
just
John
one?
Alexander
one.
Made fun of you the other day.
Just one?
One red blouse.
About
oh,
what?
I wore red
but
every
always
day
be
in December.
He made a comment. I thought that was
he's
funny.
He's on the job. You know, you never know.
Yeah, it becomes part of what you do. So, you know how I say sometimes you can't just be a professional photographer and you turn it on and off. It's a way of life.
Oh,
it is.
Okay.
It is a way of life.
Yeah.
You got to think.
Constantly seeing things.
Yeah, you got to think and do it because then you can just go right into it. It's not like you turn it on and off. It just doesn't happen that way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a dishonest photographer is dishonest in his own life.
I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Do you like being photographed?
Yeah, I don't care.
You don't care?
No.
Oh, but
you?
I'm okay with it, but I found that a lot of photographers don't like to be photographed. What do you think?
We probably prefer to be behind the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't care. I do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If it's to get the people comfortable,
yeah.
I'll be
oh,
silly
yeah.
and
yeah.
I'll
mm-hmm.
do. I'll put on a hat, whatever you want me to do, and I'll make them feel. Because when I have people in the studio, I have maybe 90 minutes. It takes an hour for them to relax.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
An hour.
It takes a while.
And they're like,
you can see it in their face.
What do I do? And these people, some of them are experienced. Mm-hmm. Some of them are more
like models.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who've had lots of
click that's just right.
Exactly. Or when they, what I've developed is just instead of asking them to pose different things, I'll tell them, give me five little changes in posing, and that makes them feel more relaxed.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's a good way.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just that? Yeah. And then no matter what you say, especially if you tell the guys, they'll do this.
That's true.
Yeah. What, are we dancing?
Not so much.
What are we doing? I tell you, once you get the pose, stop. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just five.
It's not so a succession.
Well, no, if we could talk about the difference between men and women posing for each one, it's like night and day.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
If the men, I mean, you know, real men, mm-hmm. tough men, mm-hmm. Construction type men.
They don't even want to be there.
They don't even smile.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's wrong with my shirt?
Right?
It's got a spot in the hole.
Oh,
it's
over.
Yeah, something wrong with that.
Mm. I wonder if there's a correlation here. Mm-hmm. It's your nephews that act up. It's my brother-in-law that's a problem in this family photo. Yeah. Maybe it's the men in the family photo.
Yeah,
my
nephew photobombed Christmas.
They can't just sit there.
But that's okay. I shot him a second time and I replaced his head. And then he got back at everybody and put it on Facebook. He took his face, his mouth, his weird face. Put it on everybody's face.
Don't forget to download episodes of Photo Talk from this site or from the iTunes podcast to your phone or computer. Keep up with all the Photo Talk episodes by clicking on the Followers button. And of course, your comments are always welcome. Thank you for your time. This time, until next time. So long.